come home now?
Aw, man, come on. I swear, it's gotta be around here somewhere. Just 5 more minutes.
You said we wouldn't be out more than an hour. And my parents are gonna be pissed if they find out I snuck out to go look for girls in the woods.
Not girls. Witches. There's supposed to be a huge group of them that wander around here doing all kinds of dark magic and stuff.
What stuff?
You know, like sacrificing animals and dancing around a big fire. Naked.
Oh. Big fire. You mean like that one?
You found it! Nice! Now let's go closer, get a better look.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Come on, we can climb up this tree.
Can't we just look from here?
Do you want a better look or not? Unless you're scared.
I'm not!
Okay then, come on.
Hey! I thought you said they wouldn't have clothes on.
How was I supposed to know they weren't those kinds of witches?
What other kind of witches are there?
I don't know. The kind that get cold in the woods at night? So it's not exactly what we thought. That doesn't mean it's not gonna be...
What are they doing here?
I don't know about that.
Sorry to crash your party, ladies. We're just gonna go.
Yeah. Sorry. Bye.
Well, what do we have here? Looks like a couple of snoopers trying to get a glimpse into our secret meeting.
No, we don't need to,
Oh, but I insist. Ladies, why don't we show these boys how we do things around here?
Sacrifices.
Haynesbury, a town where certain individuals can find themselves buried deeper and deeper under their mounting responsibilities. And sometimes those responsibilities require sacrifices to be made. Pryor, you sure you don't want me to come down and help you close up the shop for good? If I remember that place correctly, it's full of a lot of sharp and heavy objects.
Thanks, but I'm good. I think clearing the old shop out is something I have to do on my own. I mean, it was my first business, the one that helped me and Rachel start a new life. But we've got a better thing going now. Closing up should be therapeutic.
You sure? Because business has been a little slow these past couple of days, and I could really use something to work on besides these mountains of legal forms Martin's asked me to go through. I'm representing the town against invisible thieves, settling property damages from that vampire incident, dealing with Frankenstein's endless stream of tickets from illegally parking that stupid magjet. I mean, who needs a massive air vehicle to go to the hardware store? I'm telling you, as much as I'm grateful to keep working as a lawyer, a change of pace could not come soon enough.
Well, if it's a change of pace you're looking for, I may have something in mind.
What?
Oh, it's just, with me being preoccupied shutting down the shop all day, I could really use a sitter for Rachel.
I take it back. If you need me, I'll be buried under several stacks of paperwork.
Oh, come on, Carlton. You'd be doing me a huge favor.
Pryor, look, I thought I made it clear I don't do the kid thing. Especially when the last experience I had with one ended with me almost getting mauled by a killer bunny.
She got rid of it. Eventually. Look, at the end of the day, she's a little girl, and that means she needs somebody to look out for her, keep her out of trouble. And not to be overly sentimental, but right now she could really use a friend. You're telling me you can't handle that for one day?
Well, I guess after breezing through a lot of those boring forms, I could use a real challenge.
Thanks, Carlton. I owe you one.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. It's all good, Carlton. It's all good. It's just an 8-year-old girl that can warp reality based on whatever she thinks or feels. No problem.
Okay, Rachel. I've got to go finish some things at the old shop today. But it's okay, because you get to spend the day with Mr. Carlton. Now, I'm pretty sure the last time Mr. Carlton hung out with a kid was when he actually was one. So try to go easy on him, okay?
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Carlton has promised to stick by you the whole day, and he won't leave you no matter what. Right, Carlton?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, I guess that means I can head out. I'll see you later, honey.
What? No goodbye for me?
Don't start your day with my daughter off on the wrong foot, Carlton. Bye.
Oh, God, she's looking at me. What do I do? What do I do? Hey there, sweet pea. How'd you like to, nope. That sounds terrible.
If it helps, we could go to the park.
Park, yeah. Sounds good. Let's, go do that. Are you old enough to ride shotgun, or do I have to track down one of those car seat things?
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, Benji, you are gonna love it at Marty's place. Everybody is super nice and crazy awesome. Oh, hey, what do you know? Here comes one of said crazy awesome people now. Let me get his attention.
It's okay, Frank. You don't have to.
Hey, Carlton! Over here! Yoo-hoo!
Oh,
hey,
no.
It's me,
is it this
Frank?
Day couldn't get any
worse? I have somebody
worse.
For you to meet.
What? It's just Mr. Epstein. Let's go say hi.
No, bad idea. Rachel, don't.
Hi, Mr. Epstein.
Oh, God.
Is that a Miss Rachel Pryor I spy? Good to see you, little lady. So, Carlton, what brings you to the park this lovely Saturday morning?
I'm babysitting for Pryor while she closes up shop.
So you're spending the day with the kid? That's so crazy! I'm spending the day with the kid! And not just any kid! Ba-ba-ba-ba! Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to present my little bro, Benji Epstein!
You mean after having you, your parents wanted another son?
Hello, Mr. Carlton. Pleased to meet you. I'm Benjamin Epstein, but you can call me Benji.
Nice to meet you. Frankenstein, are you sure you two are related?
Does audio media have a fourth wall? The answer is yes. Why?
I don't know. He just seems very not like you.
What? No way! Actually, Benji here is probably more like me than me.
Frank, you don't have to.
The kid's a total prodigy, way ahead of where I was at his age, and he got top honors at his old boarding school.
Before I quit.
Yeah, right, duh.
Why'd you quit?
In a nutshell, everybody was super boring. They wouldn't even let me do one experiment with hazardous materials.
Okay, that sounds more like Frankenstein.
Heck yeah, it does! And I convinced the fam and Marty to let Benji move in and go to school here in Haynesbury. But a lot's happened since the last time he came around, so I've been trying to catch him up.
Wait, Frankenstein, your brother's been coming around here for a while now?
Yep.
Huh. So you'd say you're pretty good at watching kids?
Psh, I'm a master of it. Benji here even told me I've gotten so good at it that now it's more like he's watching me. Can you believe that?
You know, I can. Hey, you know what? Here's a random thought. Why don't we work together to watch both kids today?
Something tells me that thought wasn't random.
Nope.
That is the best idea I've ever heard! Let's do it, co-babysitter!
Yay!
Oh, this is gonna be great! Two cool dudes and two of the most gifted children in the world! From a scientific standpoint, I foresee no possibility of this going wrong. Sometime later... Should've known I'd spoken too soon. And that we'd end up stuck cowering behind a bush.
How in the hell could this have happened?
I have a theory, but I'm gonna need to cut back to 25 minutes earlier to make it clear.
This is gonna be great. I haven't had a social interaction with someone in my own age group in... ever.
Ooh, then we need to come up with something really fun to do. You have any ideas, Mr. Carlton?
Oh, I dunno. Do whatever you want.
I may be the guy who blows up stuff for fun, but I still know nothing good ever comes out of telling kids to do whatever they want.
Why not? I did whatever I wanted as a kid and I turned out fine. Hell, by the time I was 12, I already knew how to cook, do laundry, file taxes, and drive a stick shift.
And you didn't even have the reality-bending powers or a prodigy-level IQ! How could you not have predicted that they'd use their combined skills to create high-powered water balloon launchers and declare war on us? Whoa! Is this what being the voice of reason is like? Ugh.
Well, I still wouldn't be caught dead coddling them. Kids nowadays need to be self-sufficient.
They're self-sufficient, all right. And about to fire another round.
Fire in the hole!
Incoming!
Okay, that does it! We need somebody who isn't gonna let their personal history get in the way of dealing with this. Somebody so fantastically indifferent that they never let these kids get to them.
Where are we gonna find somebody like that?
I have a pretty good idea.
Hello?
We're babysitting Rachel and Frankenstein's brother, and we need your help. We're at the park. You in?
Will Ginny be there?
No.
Give me 5 minutes.
Haha, he's in. You hear that, you little monsters? There's a storm coming!
Wow, this is amazing! I didn't think today was gonna be this much fun.
Me neither! Oh man, Carlton and my brother are gonna be so mad. You know, before I quit boarding school, I tried to get expelled. I pulled stuff like this all the time.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. The dean even called me a public nuisance.
What's that?
Basically, an obnoxious and disruptive person.
Oh. I don't think you're obnoxious and destructive.
You don't?
No, I think you're fun.
Thanks. And now, if you excuse me, I'm going to try and aim this next balloon at my brother's head.
Whoa! Dang! Benji's got good aim!
All right, listen up, kids. I'm gonna give you to the count of three to drop your weapons and call a truce. One. Oh, come on!
Ha!
Gotcha!
Ah, don't shoot! I surrender!
Hi, guys. Don't worry. I got this.
Ah! Hey!
Why are we floating?
Playtime's over.
Aww.
Hey, you can't tell us what to—
Quiet, please. Thank you.
Okay, kiddos. New plan. Orville's gonna let you down, and when he does, you're both gonna sit on that bench, and you're gonna stay there until we say you can move. Are we clear?
Yes.
Good.
Two children, you said?
Yes, ma'am. They made these toy balloon guns.
And why should that matter to me?
Well, the boy seems smart, but the girl... Ma'am, she could make more balloons from out of thin air.
What?
She has a gift, ma'am. Like you.
Bring her to me.
But she has men with her. Three of them.
Work around them. I don't care how you get that girl here, but I want it done.
Gentlemen, there you have it. The kids are quiet, and it's barely lunch. Finally, we can get a little peace.
Yeah, cool.
What?
Oh, nothing. It's just... I mean, look at them! They look bored out of their minds! And if you want to know the truth, I'm starting to feel the same way!
Are you kidding me? You're the one who said I couldn't let them do anything they wanted.
Yeah, but at least then we were having fun!
We were not having fun.
That's a lie.
Huh?
You're saying you didn't have fun, but that's not what you're thinking. You enjoyed running around with those kids because they're clever and resourceful and have a sense of humor, like you when you were around their age.
They're also loud, hyper, and don't know when to quit. I don't think they're anything like me.
Also a lie.
Yeah, okay, maybe I feel a little bad for benching them. Maybe I can go over there and we can work something out.
That's going to be hard, considering they went in the direction of that kickball field when you weren't looking.
Oh, that is exactly what I would have done. Come on, let's catch up to them.
Are you sure it's okay to come onto the field while there's a game going on? Like, they won't be mad at us for interfering?
Nah, it's okay. I don't know that many kids around here who are jerks.
Ugh, gross. Rachel's here.
Except for him. Hi, Freddy.
Hey, I thought my dad said you were hiding out in that rich guy's house with your mom and all the other weirdos.
My mom says they're all a bunch of creepy.
Really is a weirdo.
I'm not a weirdo. And my mom and her friends aren't either.
Are you sure? because my brother seems to have built his entire life around being a weirdo.
Who's this kid, Rachel? Your boyfriend?
No.
Ugh, gross. No offense, Rachel.
None taken. So, you guys playing kickball?
Yeah, game's over.
Yeah, just when it was getting good.
Freddy Malucci, you're a public nuisance.
What's that?
I'm not surprised you don't know.
Shut up, nerd.
Oof. Hey, don't push him.
Wow, my first non-academic bullying. Awesome.
Hey, that's my little bro, you!
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, Frankenstein. I think I've got this. Come on, kids. We've got better stuff to do anyway. And besides, it looks like their ball just turned into a skunk.
Huh? Oh.
What are you talking about? I knew you were crazy. Huh?
Skunk! Get it off me!
Come on, kids, let's beat it.
Okay, we're gonna go now. See you in school. Bye!
Not bad, Half Pint. Alright, what do you feel like doing next?
Let's get ice cream!
Or build go-karts.
Or play paintball!
Or make slime. But the good stuff, not from a glue base.
Or we can make brownies! What, I can't contribute? Also, I'm hungry.
Alright, I tell you what. Figure out what you want to do amongst yourselves while I take this call. Be right back. Hello?
Carlton, sorry to interrupt your day out, but it seems that we might have the makings of a case. Sheriff Rhodes sent two boys over who claim to have had a run-in with witches.
Witches? That's a new one.
Not exactly. Haynesbury has always been aware of a coven of witches sneaking around, but have never been able to pin them down. The fact that these boys found them at all is surprising, but could prove promising. And with Miss Pryor busy today, I was hoping that maybe you could look into it.
Oh. Martin, I would normally jump at the chance to get my hands dirty, but...
But?
Nothing. I can be back in 15 minutes.
Fantastic. Thank you, Carlton.
Yeah, yeah. No problem, Martin.
Oh, Carlton, good thing you're back. I think we came up with a solution that works for everybody. But we're gonna need about 700,000 gallons of ice cream, 2 snowmobiles, 7 cans of spray paint, 5 nautical flags, and an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Actually, there's been a change of plans. I, just got a case call. It looks like we, have to head home early.
That's okay, Mr. Carlton.
Really? Great. Let's go. Okay, guys, let's go talk to these kids the sheriff sent over. See if this witch thing is the real deal.
Witches? Cool. When should me and Benji come in?
You and who now?
For the case. I told Benji about being a junior investigator, and he wants to be one too.
It seems like an interesting challenge.
That's why you brought us home, right? So you could take me and Benji on one of your adventures. Right?
Sorry, Half Pint, but... I've got a job to do, and I think it'd be better if you and Frankenstein Jr. stayed out of it. Why don't you go to your room and play with your, whatever it is kids play with.
But Mom said you promised not to leave me, no matter what.
Damn it, Pryor! I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you. I really mean it. You kids have fun. Come on, guys.
Wait, Mr. Carlton!
Well... Looks like we can do whatever we want again. Wanna try to make some improvements on the balloon launcher? Then we could really get back at them for ditching us. Rachel?
Shh! I'm trying to listen to what they're saying in there.
So, you two snuck out last night and went into the woods. Alone. So you could find some witches.
Yeah, we thought it'd be fun. Nobody in Haynesbury's ever seen them before.
I know. Apparently all kinds of people have been trying to track them down for decades. And now you're telling me you two just happened to run into them.
More like they ran into us. They really didn't like that we were sneaking around their hideout.
They were crazy. We said we were sorry, but they still came after us.
There was this one lady. I think she was the witch in charge. She was seriously out for blood.
They're not lying.
Yeah, we're not lying. Why would we lie about something that kicked the crap out of us?
Did what?
Whoa. That is a lot of scrapes and bruises.
Frankenstein.
And it probably could have been way worse. Whatever kind of magic they do, it's like scary real.
I'm telling you, they were nuts. Most people who catch kids sneaking around their place just yell at them to go away, not torture them.
But they let you get away, right?
Yeah, but who cares? They still could have killed us.
Hmm. Where'd you say you found these witches?
Benji, stop pushing! I can't hear what's going on!
Hey, I want to hear about witches too.
But I was here first! Did you hear that?
Hear what?
It sounded like... Hey, what's that in your pocket?
In my pocket? A folded up piece of paper. Huh. How'd that get in there?
Let me see it. It's a map!
A map?
To where the witches are hiding!
What? But how does that make sense? We didn't even know there were witches until a few minutes ago.
Who cares? Don't you know what this means?
That we should probably give this to Mr. Carlton as evidence?
No! It's a sign that we should have our own adventure! We don't need Mr. Carlton. If he can leave us, we can leave him! Come on, let's go!
Yeah, let's go find some witches.
Oh, but I gotta do this one thing first.
All right. Thanks for the info, boys. Oh, and before you head out, you should try to track down this doctor friend of ours. He should be able to deal with those injuries.
Okay, thanks. Hey, it looks like somebody slid you a note under the door. Here.
Thanks. You kids get home safe. Oh, and stay out of trouble.
Somebody left us a note.
Oh, what's it say?
It says, found a map, gone to find witches, be back soon, warm regards, Rachel and Benji? Oh my god.
Benji! Those witches will tear him apart! Don't worry, bro! Frank's coming!
Get a hold of yourself, man.
You know, the floating around in space thing is actually pretty relaxing.
Nobody freak out! Those kids gave us a pretty good idea of where the witches were camped out, so we know where they're headed. And if we're lucky, they haven't gotten too far, so let's go get them.
I'm coming, Benji! As soon as Orville puts me down!
Man, I really hate babysitting.
I don't get it. We passed the bendy-looking beech tree, crossed the stream, and walked 60 paces past the big mossy rock with the triangle made of sticks on top. Where are the witches?
Maybe this was all some kind of big practical joke? Like, Mr. Carlton wanted to get back at us for the whole balloon thing? Maybe we should turn around and go home.
What? I thought you said you did this kind of thing all the time at your old school.
Playing pranks, sure. Wandering into the woods alone? Not so much. What was that? Rachel?
I don't know.
Well, well. It appears we have some visitors. I'm so glad you could make it.
Hey, fellow investigators. Have questions for us about this podcast? Feel free to follow us on Instagram at wildly_productions, Twitter at wildlyproduct1, TikTok at wildly_productions, Tumblr at Wildly Productions, and Facebook at Wildly Productions. And shoot us a message on our latest post, or subscribe to Wildly Productions on YouTube and comment on our latest episode. And most importantly, don't forget to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content and the chance to help us keep this podcast train rolling. Happy investigating! Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of David Manuele, Elna Garcia, Bryce Riffle, Tuan Nguyen, D.G. Holstein, A.J. Somerville, Naomi Park, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Jamie Forney, Emily Folger, and Jessica Castro. with guest appearances by Megan Lundquist, Meg Ellsworth, Dylan Quinn Harris, Phoebe Houle, and Briar Zachary. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Finn Nilsson and Owen Thornton. Haynes Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media editing by Tom Vellett.